Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Johnson Wealth and Income Management and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Johnson Wealth and Income Management is a franchisee of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
What kind of a retirement plan allows millions of people to lose 30 to 50% of their life savings just as they near retirement?
It's a society based on freedom and choice and personal responsibility. There are no guarantees.
It's important that people deal with someone to make sure to provide lifetime income.
Lifetime income.
And now to our story.
Welcome to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson, powered by Johnson Wealth and Income Management. Are you living the life you want? Are you prepared for retirement as you believe you should be? What are your goals for retirement, and how are you going to reach them? In the next 30 minutes of today's program, let's explore the principles necessary to live the capitalized life and the retirement of your dreams. Now, here's this week's Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with your host, Matthew Johnson.
And welcome to this episode of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show. I'm your host, Matthew Johnson, president and owner of Johnson Wealth and Income Management, a retirement income source. Located in Clear Lake and Humboldt, Iowa, serving clients in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. Well, how are you today? I hope you're doing well, taking a little bit of time for yourself. Welcome to today's program. If I sound a little bit different, if I look a little bit different, well, you're just going to have to forgive me. Evidently, even though the rest of my family has hay fever, and I always thought that I was going to be the lucky one. I was the one that pollen and dust and all those things never really affected. Well, evidently, as you age and you get older, you can grow into those sorts of things. So today, I have to say, I feel great. I just don't sound great. And I know that that's not going to probably bode very well for this radio show. But nevertheless, I am so grateful to be here, and I'm grateful that you're here. Today, I want to have a serious discussion, specifically with those that have 10 or more years before they retire. You know, oftentimes this show is kind of slated and kind of focused on, not kind of, it really is focused on individuals that are, say, within about 5 years of retiring. Maybe they're just making the transition into retirement. Maybe they're already in retirement and they're feeling extremely insecure about how to go about prepping for retirement, how to go about going through that transition, how to be in retirement and get more out of what you've worked so hard to save. But today I want to talk to the younger individuals. And, you know, younger could be a person that's 30, it could be a person that's 40, it could be a person that's 50. Really, we're just looking at someone who is 10 years or more away from retirement. And as so many of these radio shows and these podcasts, they're really stimulated from experiences that I have or things that I read or things that I go through with other clients. Today is one of those. I'd like to just share a quick story with you. Recently, I had the experience and the pleasure, I would say, of meeting with a couple of brothers, really good guys. And these brothers couldn't have been more different from one another. The one brother, who was the older one, he never really had high-paying jobs. He had never really done work that required high wages. He probably averaged, I would say, 60, 65, maybe 70,000 towards the end of his career. And he was a diligent saver. He was the individual that, out of every single dollar, he saved some back for gifting and tithing. He saved some back for his cost of living. He saved some back for his kids' college funds. He saved some back for savings. But he was just extremely diligent ever since he was young. Then the other brother, who was the younger brother, this brother, holy mackerel, this guy had a career. This guy, for the last 20 to 25 years of his working career as a software guru, writing code for large corporations, in fact, spending a good percentage of that last 20, 25 years as a contractor, doing contract code writing for big corporations. This guy rarely had a year in which he didn't make well over the high six digits. And in this case, he was not a diligent saver. In this case, he was an extravagant spender instead. He bought big homes. He bought expensive cars. He bought art and hung it on his wall and said it was an investment. Very, very different mindsets to money. Still the same family, still growing up with the same old-fashioned values. And you just wonder sometimes when you see siblings that are that different from one another, aside from the thought that most of you are probably thinking right now, you wonder what happened. What's the difference between the two? How does one view money so differently than the other one? And I think it's a good question. But today we're going to be discussing that younger brother, because I fear that for some of you today, you have really gotten bit by a great, tremendous poison. And here's the poison. I have time. Now, if this is new to you, if this is a brand new radio show and you've never listened to the show, not only do I want to welcome you, but I also want to encourage you to go to our website, johnsonwim.com. There is just a tremendous amount of resource on our website. There's white papers, there's past radio shows, as well as YouTube videos that will help you kind of look at and better understand what we expect our money to do as we age. How do you do it? How do you do it safely? How do you take that bucket of money that you've worked so hard for and turn it into an income-producing machine? Well, that's exactly what this radio show is for and how we teach our clients. So I encourage you, go to the website. And if you're a reader, I also encourage you to pick up a copy of my book, The Capitalized Retirement, available at all major book resellers. Today, I've entitled the program Sooner Than Expected. In the reality of this world, we seem to think that we have time. We have time to get our household in order. We have time to save for retirement. We have time to teach our kids lessons and tell them, I love you in the morning. We have time to make up those broken relationships. The list goes on and on about the things that we in our mind, in our finite mind, can say we have time. And yet, when you talk to any person, especially when they're a little bit older, a person that maybe is retired, maybe they're in their late 60s or early 70s, their early 80s, you're going to find that they have one thing that they continually repeat, and that's that time seems to be going so fast. You know, not that long ago, I was watching a cute reel that someone had sent me through Instagram. And here's, I would say, middle 30s young man. And he's saying, you know, if I can only go back and I could listen to and actually follow the advice given to me by my father and my grandfather, like, don't jump down from the tractor that way. You'll hurt your knees. And don't lift that. That'll hurt your back. And going on. And here he is portraying as a middle 35-year-old the fact that his knees are bad, his back is shot. He's got tendonitis and carpal tunnel and tennis elbow. He's got ringing in his ears. He's got the whole package simply because when he was young, he didn't believe anything that the older generation told him. Well, here's the point today. Less than 50% of Americans today feel adequately prepared for retirement. I want you to just let that sink in. There is a lot of people in North America, in the United States of America today, that are not feeling confidence when it comes to retirement. And maybe you would put yourself in this camp. We have to suggest that we will always find something to spend our money on. We will always find something better than putting money into our retirement savings. But the big question I want you to ask yourself is, should you? You know, when we're younger, I get it. You think about things like Social Security and you say, that's so far off into the future. And today we hear it. I've been hearing it, but we're hearing it even more. Well, by the time I make it to Social Security age, Social Security won't even be around. And you know what? That might actually be true. There could be in the next, I don't know, two decades, a major shift within Social Security where it's not even there for us. And if anything, that adds even more merit to my argument. retirement is coming for you much faster than what you might expect. We no longer have the luxury of saying, I have time to be able to save. I have time to retire. If we have half of America that is feeling inadequately prepared for retirement, and you might put yourself in that camp, then the question becomes, what are Americans doing to solve that issue? You know, you can blame any number of institutions for not being adequately prepared for retirement. You can blame your employer's 401k. You can blame the IRS. You can blame the stock market. You can blame the advisor or the institution that you're investing with. But there is only one person that is solely responsible for the amount of retirement savings that you have saved by the time you get to retirement. And I hate to even mention it, but I have to. It's you. It's me. We are all accountable to ourselves, to our family, for what we have saved. And granted, and I don't want to diminish this, granted, we know that some of us have experienced tremendous setbacks. There's been a lawsuit. There's been a divorce. There's been a loss of jobs. There is a sickness in the family. There are many, many legitimate things that will prevent or slow down or retard the opportunity of saving for retirement. But it is coming nevertheless. Now, in some of our minds, we also have something that adds a little bit of insult upon injury. And that's that not only are we seeing the length of the life factor increase, but where we used to seemingly have, you know, maybe 10 or 15 years of retirement, now we're seeing individuals living longer than ever before. And you see, this is of particular importance because, believe it or not, many generations are expecting that when their parents pass, they're going to leave an inheritance. Well, if parents are living longer, if they're no longer experiencing just a 12 or a 15 year retirement before they pass away, but rather they're experiencing maybe a 20 or a 25 or maybe even a 30 year retirement before they pass away, what does that mean for their money? What does that mean for your inheritance? What does that mean for your retirement savings? Those are three very important questions. Number one, to answer for that current individual that's living much, much longer in retirement. They're already there in retirement. They're living through that stage of their life. Well, their money is likely to be depleted more so because they're living longer. The longer you live, the more likely you need to have income for a longer period of time. It's pretty logical. That means, number two, that there is likely to be less of an inheritance being inherited by the next generation. That means less resource, less ability to make up for the lack of savings from this generation that has not yet retired. And what does it mean for number three? Well, if you're living longer, maybe even longer than your parents, it means that your money has to last just that much longer. Are you starting to feel the pressure? Are you starting to realize the realities of why it is so important to save for retirement? Now, I promise not all of this podcast and this radio show is going to be depressing. I promise. In fact, if you stick with me on the next half of the program, we're going to be discussing the ways in which you can reverse this habit and get into something that's going to provide peace of mind for you when it comes time for you to retire. Sit tight. We'll be right back.
Have you missed any of today's program? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime, 24/7 at johnsonwim.com. That's johnsonwim.com. So how's this latest stock market roller coaster ride treating you? You've worked too long and too hard scrimping and saving for retirement to have it exposed to this volatility or gobbled up by some retirement spend-down scheme. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, hoping for different results. It's time to get off the roller coaster and get serious about how you're planning for retirement, so you may have the retirement you've worked so long and so hard for. Call Johnson Wealth and Income Management at 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. And for more information, visit us online at johnsonwim.com. That's johnsonwim.com.
If you're preparing to retire in the next 10 years, this message is for you. You know, one of the biggest sources of income may be how you claim your Social Security. That's right, how you claim your benefits. Do you know your full retirement age? Do you know how much of your benefits may be taxed? Do you understand how to claim on an ex-spouse, or that you even could? For your free, no-obligation Social Security information kit, call 866-290-3837. You could spend hours and hours searching around online only to find some generic calculators that may not factor in inflation, tax implications, your marital status, and hundreds of other variables. And if you call or stop into the Social Security office, they, by law, cannot advise you on which claiming strategy is best for you. For your free, no-obligation Social Security information kit, call 866-290-3837 or visit johnsonwim.com. That's johnsonwim.com.
Welcome back to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.
And welcome back to the second half of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show. I'm your host, Matthew Johnson, president and owner of Johnson Wealth and Income Management, a retirement income source located in Clear Lake and Humboldt, Iowa, serving clients in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. Well, if you're just joining us, welcome to today's program. And I just apologize up front for the very harshness in my voice with pollen evidently not playing well with my olfactory system or my sinuses. Evidently, I sound more grovelly than normal. So if you can bear with me just a bit, we're going to go back to our topic, the topic of it's coming sooner than expected. You know, retirement is just one of those things that is constantly evolving and changing. And we think about, you know, all the various different things that we get to invest in today that our parents and grandparents never had access to. The speed in which we can invest, the speed in which we can garner investments and buy certain things, and from not only things here domestically, but we can invest in companies in other countries around the globe. Like, there has just been so many advances in technology and so many things that have made investing so much more within reach for all of us. It's mind-boggling. And yet, even though all of that evolution has unfolded before our very eyes, and we can have these little pocket computers in our back pocket called a phone. We can pull up our app and we can deposit money in and we can buy and sell and trade and all these things. You know, the one thing that has never changed, and that's the fact that we retire. And the amount of retirement pleasure that we get to extract out of retirement is often closely related to how much effort we put into it. Now, in the first half of the program, I discussed these two brothers, right? The one brother that just made a very, I would say, normal income all of his life, never was extravagant, saved every penny that he possibly could for retirement because he just didn't make a lot. And today he's sitting extremely pretty. The other brother that had basically 2.5 decades worth of wages where he was making under $1 million or right at $1 million almost every single one of those years. And yet, when I asked him how much he had saved for retirement and how much he's currently got in his 401k, he has saved a total at the age of 60, $170,000. Now, I want you to just think about that. Now, here was his excuse. Well, he's going to work another decade. He's going to work another decade. Well, that's fine. And I appreciate that. I really do. But is another decade going to be able to make up for the 2.5 decades that you've squandered saving because you wanted the fancy house? You wanted the art hanging on the wall. You wanted that really expensive new car. Let me give you a mathematical example. Let's just say, for the sake of illustration, that we've got two individuals. We got one individual, and we don't need to worry about what they do or how much income they have. But we have these two individuals. We've got individual A and individual B. And both of these individuals aspire to have $500,000 worth of retirement savings by the time they're 67 years of age. Now, why am I using 67 years of age? I'm using that because that's the age in which you are likely, if you're listening to this radio show, and you are more than 10 years away from retirement, I will assure you that your full retirement age for Social Security, assuming today's rules, is age 67. So we've got person A, person B. They both have the same goal. They want $500,000 of retirement savings. Now, let's say that person A, he starts out at the age of 25. And assuming that he gets an average, let's say that he's putting money into the stock market, he's focused on growth, he's not interested in interest or dividends right now, he's just going to be dollar cost averaging. He only has to put in $153 a month. And between now and his age 67, if he was to average 7%, by the time he makes it to 67, he's going to have $500,000 in retirement savings. Now, let's talk about person B. Person B has the same goal, right? They want to get to $500,000, but you know, they've had a lot of things that they prioritized over retirement savings. Maybe they really weren't good with credit cards. Maybe they really felt that it was more important to have a bigger house payment to get the house that they wanted to, whatever that set of excuses could be. Well, at the age of 40, if they finally buckle down, they finally decide, you know what? I'm going to really do well. I'm going to save, because I want to get $500,000 by the age of 67. Remember, they have 27 years to get this done. That same person, person B, to get to the same goal as person A, is going to have to invest $585 a month. Now, mathematically, that's 282% more money being saved every single month than person A, just in order to be able to have the same outcome at the age of 67. What does this teach us? What it teaches us is that there is nothing more valuable than time. Now, if you've been listening to this radio show for some time and you've got a burning question, I encourage you, go to our website, JohnsonWIM.com, as in wealthincomemanagement.com, where you will be able to email us whatever questions that you have. I try to, from time to time, pick out a question and throw it into a radio show if I think that it fits with the discussion and the topic of the day. But certainly, if you send us a question and it's something that I know that I can explicitly answer for you and I can help give you a little bit of guidance, I'm willing to do that. So go ahead, go to our website, JohnsonWIM.com, and you'll be able to see previous radio shows. You'll be able to see TV interviews as well as our weekly YouTube videos that I record each week. And you'll be able to reach out to us personally. If you have drank the Kool-Aid, if you have believed the lie, I have time, I want you to reverse that in your mind. And I want you to use that idea that you have time to now say, that means that I have an advantage. I have an advantage over this person who is 60, who's made $1 million over the last 2.5 decades of their life and never saved hardly anything. I don't have to save as much. I don't have to disrupt my life financially as much in order to have a good outcome. Time and interest, time and gains or appreciation on your money can mean so much, and it can change the direction of your retirement if you take action today. In the same way that person B is having to come up with 282% more money, that's a stress that many of you don't need to be putting yourself under if you simply take advantage today. Now, let me just take you past one other little facet of this appointment. This brother, this younger brother that made more money that hasn't saved much, obviously, their father had passed away and they're getting an inheritance. And he says, well, I'm going to take my inheritance and I'm going to use it to pay off my house. I'm sorry, folks. Dave Ramsey can disagree with me if he chooses to, but that is a no-go in my book. That is a no-go in my book. Why? Because that home, it is a depreciable asset. It's not likely to gain value as it ages, as it continues to wear. It's likely to go down in value. Now, I know that there's such a thing as appreciation on real estate. I get that. But this is a home you're living in. This is a home that every day, a little bit more of it is wearing out. But instead of taking inheritance and putting it towards his retirement so that he could have more of a nest egg by the time he retires, he wanted to pay off his mortgage. His mortgage was only 5%. That's a no-go. Why? Because if he was investing diligently, he could have moments in time in which he was doing much, much better than just 5%. Then he shifted gears. Well, I'm going to use it to pay off my car. Oh, no, no. No, we're not. Because you use it to pay off the car, which is a depreciable asset. And likely, you're going to turn that car in and you're going to trade it in for another car. And you're going to be in debt again. And then finally, he had one up his sleeve. He said, well, I've racked up a lot of credit card debt. I want to use some of this inheritance to pay off the credit card. Now, that one I agreed with. So if you're in a position right now, you got more than 10 years to retire. You know that you haven't been as diligent in saving, but maybe I've given you a little bit of encouragement to really get started, to really get serious about retirement savings. And you happen to be lucky enough to receive an inheritance. If you have credit cards, that, my friend, would be a worthwhile expense to get rid of. Because that debt, those credit cards are absolutely ripping you off with interest rates. And generally speaking, most of them are above 10%. So how would you do it? Well, number one, your employer, if you work for even a remotely sizable employer, probably has a retirement program. And if you're not investing in it, you should. Even if you don't get a match, it's America, folks. You can change employers if you wish to. But if you have a match, you need to be putting in to that 401k at least the minimum amount in order to be able to get the maximum employer match. And listen, we can save a tremendous amount within 401ks today. The IRS has made it super easy and simple. We can put up to $23,500 into 401ks every single year if we wish to. And if you're over the age of 50, you can put as much as $31,000. And catch this. Let's say that you're between the ages of 60 and 63. There's even a provision that will allow you to increase your contributions to up to $34,750 per year. You see, it's not the fact that you don't have the capability of saving. Generally, it's the fortitude of actually getting it done. You might have an employer that does not have a very good 401k or doesn't have one at all. You are without excuse. You can be saving in Roth IRAs. You can be saving in traditional IRAs. When we think about the Roth, it is the most beautiful kind of money that exists in the world today, in which we can deposit and put post-tax money into the Roth. And yes, we don't get a tax deduction for it. But down the road, 10 years, 15, 20, 25 years down the road, when that money has fully accumulated, you can pull that money totally tax-free. You can create income off from that money totally tax-free. What would that do for your retirement? What would that do for your mindset in retirement? You see, folks, we have to take initiative. The government is not going to save us. Inheritance may not be there for us. We have to take personal responsibility. I don't want to see any person taking and squandering their opportunity to save for retirement, because you are going to retire. At some point, it's going to happen unless you're called home early. And so I want you to do what you can today so you can live like no one else tomorrow. Life isn't getting less expensive, and it's not getting any shorter. I'm Matthew Johnson. Thank you so much for watching and listening. And remember, it's up to you to make today a great day.
That's all the time we have for today. To schedule 15 minutes with Matthew off the air, call 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. And for more information, visit us online at johnsonwim.com. That's johnsonwim.com. We will be back again next week at this same time for another Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.